Tumtum and Nutmeg, Trouble at Rose Cottage, by Emily Bairn, read by Bill Wallace. Chapter 1. It was quite a mystery. There was Nutmeg rootling around in the mildew's larder, all alone with her shopping basket swung over her arm, when suddenly she heard a voice speaking to her very sharply.
"Put that back,"
it said, as she plucked a raisin from the fruitcake.
"Put that back or I shall call the police."
Nutmeg jumped, dropping her raisin in fright. She knew it wasn't a human voice she had heard. It'd be much too small for that. It sounded like a mouse, but who could it be? She looked up and down the larder shelves, peering along the tins and boxes. But there was no sign of anyone at all.
"I must have been imagining things," she thought. "After all, who would want to call the police over a raisin? I've been borrowing raisins from this larder for as long as I can remember, and no one's ever complained about it before."
She picked the raisin up again to show that she wasn't really frightened at all. But just as she was lifting it into her basket, the little voice piped up again.
"Thief! Thief! I'll report you to Chief Constable Watchmouse."
Nutmeg gulped. She knew she wasn't imagining things now, for the voice was very clear.
"Who are you?"
she asked nervously.
"Why don't you come out?"
There was no reply.
"Oh, do let me see you,"
she pleaded. But now the little voice had gone quite silent.